Dreamscape presents The Afterlife of Mal Caldera by Nadi Reed Perez. Narrated by E.J. Lavery.
How can something be there and then not be there? How do we forgive ourselves for all the things we did not become? Doc Lubin. To be alive, not just the carcass, but the spark. That's crudely put, but if we're not supposed to dance, why all this music?
Gregory Orr.
Stage 1. Denial.
1.
It didn't bother me much, being dead. I hadn't really been living anyway. At least now I'd never have to do the dishes in the sink, or worry about the bills piled on the table, or nurse any guilt about staying in every night. Nothing urged me to get out of bed anymore. It felt like I'd been rehearsing for this a long time. How to be a ghost? But I couldn't haunt my apartment forever. No doubt it would be back on the market soon, despite being cramped and badly lit, the walls always thumping with aggressive bass, often accompanied by the banshee wail of sirens. My presence would be easy to clear out. Just secondhand furniture, piles of laundry, both dirty and clean, empty bottles of whiskey and packs of cigs. No decorations, like I'd barely moved in. I hadn't gotten around to buying plants, or finding art that spoke to me, or making enough friends to showcase on the fridge. I could linger for however long the place remained unoccupied. But after that, I didn't really want company. If the next tenant walked around naked or hosted lots of overnight guests or brought a bedmate along with them, I didn't want to see it. Well, unless they were hot. I had to wonder how many ghosts had once ogled me in the shower, or on the toilet, or getting busy. I like to think they'd paid me the same respect I'd give anybody now. Not looking. If I'd been successful enough to afford a house and life, I could have stayed longer. Maybe forever. If I didn't mind someone moving in eventually. There would have been way more room, enough for me and them. I could have kept to an attic or basement if I wanted privacy, coming out to wander the halls at night. Then again, if I'd been better off, I might not have died so young. It might have been days since it happened. I had no way to keep track, and nothing to do to pass the time, since I couldn't touch anything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?